ABC Radio Australia.
To Vanuatu, musicians have taken reggae and blended it with their own customs to create a unique sound. But it's not easy to make a living as a musician, so that's why artists and fans are celebrating the return of one of the country's biggest community-organised reggae festivals, Reggae Massive on Ifate Island. It had been postponed by Cyclones Judy and Kevin, so organisers were keen to give people a night they would not forget. Jan Kahoot went along.
Reggae in Vanuatu is everywhere, in clubs, restaurants, villages. Reggae beats have found a home among the Ni Vanuatu people. I got no trouble in my... For the first time this year, the biggest community-organised event has put on the best lineup of reggae acts the country has to offer, with names like Stan and the Earth Force, Metok Side and Millie Dumb, and the Dub Chronicles. Reggae Massive was cancelled in March due to damage from the tropical cyclones Kevin and Judy, but the organisers were keen to make sure it still went ahead. Stan Antas, head of the band Stan and the Earth Force and main organiser of the event, says reggae is meaningful to a lot of people in Vanuatu.
Struggle, independence, getting out of colonialism, you know, that kind of thing. So that music was popular back in those days. And then I think a lot of people related to it, and then it just kind of stuck. Plus, reggae has it's like conscious music, so it fits in well with the musical culture here, where wherever you sing in a song or you're composing a song, you're singing the song, it's always to tell a story, or there's a purpose behind it to express some idea.
Mr. Antas says reggae artists in Vanuatu, like in a lot of countries in Melanesia, fuse their own custom with the reggae music to create a unique sound.
That kind of fusion where, you know, we all play a little bit of reggae and ska and whatnot, but and then there's some parts of our music that you can't help because you grow up here with your own tradition and your beat, and then you just naturally just put it into the music. Even the vocal style and the kind of scales that you use when you're singing and putting like the backup vocalist and arranging the backups.
Millie Dumb from the Millie Dumb and the Dub Chronicles explains he fuses the music from his custom in Umbrim in order to keep it alive. One good fall alive,
thinking it must have positive all time. Yeah, it is important because now most young people tend to forget about our tradition. They never practice traditional dances.
Millie Dumb's backup vocalist adds the culture is fading.
Our culture, it starts to fade slowly, because especially in Port Vila, but you go to some remote villages or remote islands, some people still having what we have for our ancestors. But today in Port Vila capital, it's mixed, lots of things.
Metok Side says he can't help but fuse his custom roots with his music.
Our beats, the custom ones, like we don't like have to see a book or somebody tells us, like we just grow up and then we know. I don't know how it happens, but like when we try different music, it didn't work too. But with that kind of message and the beat, the rhythms that are going on in our cultures.
He says it is hard to go tour in other countries. He therefore hopes tourists from neighbouring Pacific countries come to Vanuatu to listen to reggae.
Want that, because for us in events to travel abroad, there's very too much paper. But for... So we're going to get our music to... You know, if you want to go to... There's too much things that we don't... Visa and all of that, but tourists, they can just... Without visa, so it's much easier for them to come here than for us to.
Traveling abroad is not the only challenge for those in the music industry. Even though Mr. Antos is one of the main headliners of the festival, he says he had to gather help from the community to fund the festival.
You know, like this festival, this thing we're doing right here.
Yeah.
This is just us. And, you know, we have funding coming from the government, you know, because they're starting to see the potential of the music industry nowadays. But we have to get up and start doing our own thing, or nobody else, like, nobody will support the work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as, like, how much the government invests into the music industry itself, there isn't much.
A national music policy was enacted last year to support community events like this. But government support has been minimal because of the change in political fortunes. The previous tourism minister, James Boulet, enacted the policy and he's now sitting in opposition benches.
Well, it's a bit, it has slowed down. I meant that by this, that because I'm no longer in government at this time, I'm in the opposition. But so the government has come in, has seen the importance of music, but I think it's taking on board work of this development slowly.
Mr. Antos hopes that the music policy can be revived and create more events like this.
An event like that where, you know, we work in collaboration with communities, they can come in. Maybe the mamas will make a little bit of money, and the young people can get a chance to get involved in working the production and see the potential of what the music industry of Vanuatu could be.
Some nice sounds there. That is a report by Jan Kahoot.